into CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a joyful Hanukkah and a happy new year.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here at the Church of Stop Shopping. The Church of Stop Shopping. It is responding to the main event of American life, which is consumerism. Now the main event is Christmas and Hanukkah, and they must be opposed. And we must find the equivalent of the Church of Stop Shopping for Christmas and Hanukkah, because they are misleading old institutions. Unless they're reinvented, they are violent. And we are living right now in violence that we create. And how do we celebrate peace on earth right now? It's a contradiction. It's more than a contradiction. It's the wrong way to go. We've got to find a clarifying, radical, new kind of ritual for the turn of the year. Somebody, let's do this together now over the next half hour. Should we try that? Are we on an adventure together? Somebody give me an earth hallelujah. The earth will show us the way.
Thank you. good luck on the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes to go. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on the own front door. A pair of bubbling boots and a pistol that shoots at the wish of Bonnie and Ben. We'll talk and go for a walk as the hope began at the end. And mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start again. Yep, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The story that kinda doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas time. Yeah.
welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Israel is carrying out mass demolitions and erecting military fortifications in residential areas of northern Gaza. More than 100,000 Palestinians have been driven from the affected areas over the last 11 weeks, according to the UN, leaving an estimated 30,000 to 50,000 people, less than an eighth of the pre-war population. Hardly any aid has reached the area since the beginning of October due to Israeli restrictions, and experts warn that famine may have already taken hold in some places. As areas are emptied of Palestinians, Israeli forces have demolished entire neighborhoods, established military fortifications, and built new roads, according to a Washington Post analysis of high-resolution satellite images. The visual evidence shows almost half of Jabalia refugee camp was demolished or cleared between October 14th and December 15th, connecting a pre-existing road in the west to an expanded vehicle track in the east, carving out a military axis that stretches from the sea to the border fence with Israel. Earlier this month, former Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon told local media that the IDF was carrying out, quote, ethnic cleansing in northern Gaza. Briefing ambassadors in the Security Council, Edim Wasornu, director of operations at the UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, described the ongoing civil war in Sudan as a crisis of staggering scale and cruelty. More than 12 million people, nearly a quarter of Sudan's population, have been displaced. Among them, over 3.2 million have fled to neighboring countries as refugees. Fierce fighting continues to rage in densely populated areas, with widespread disregard for international humanitarian law on all sides. Civilians have been killed and injured in overwhelming numbers, sexual violence is rife, and essential infrastructure, including healthcare and education facilities, lies in ruins. Deadly diseases such as cholera are also spreading rapidly, as millions face severe hunger and malnutrition. Bogota, Colombia, has implemented water rationing due to a prolonged drought driven by climate change, deforestation, and intensified El Nino weather patterns. Residents have adapted by conserving water, storing supplies, and engaging in community networks to navigate shortages. Bogota has a population of roughly 8 million people. Half of California's legal cannabis products contain untracked pesticides, with pimetrozine found in 31% of tested samples despite its prohibition. Nearly 70 petrochemical companies across the U.S., including 30 in Texas, are sending millions of pounds of pollutants into waterways each year due to weak or non-existent regulations. A new report analyzed wastewater discharges from petrochemical companies that produce plastics across the U.S., finding that a majority of the facilities had violated Clean Water Act permits and few were punished. In addition, only a few states are regulating some of the hazardous chemicals or substances of concern. And there are currently no limits set from the EPA for these contaminants in effluent water guidelines for the plastics industry. In the past 30 years, plastic production at petrochemical facilities has skyrocketed. The EPA estimates that plastic production in 1990 was around 17,000 tons, and by 2018, it had doubled, reaching 36,000 tons. Out of the 70 facilities studied, 83% had violated the Clean Water Act at least once in the last 3 years. Nearly 40% of the facilities were operating on water pollution control permits that are outdated, but had been administratively continued by state agencies. Researchers have demonstrated how ordinary supermarket grapes can enhance the performance of quantum sensors, potentially leading to more efficient quantum technologies. The team placed a quantum sensor, a diamond containing special atoms, on the tip of a thin glass fiber and positioned it between two grapes. By shining green laser light through the fiber, they could make these atoms glow red. The brightness of this red glow revealed the strength of the microwave field around the grapes. Using this technique, they found the magnetic field of the microwave radiation becomes twice as strong when the grapes are added. Researchers at the University of Miami found 35 buildings along a 12-mile stretch between Miami Beach and Sunny Isles Beach sinking by up to 3.1 inches. About half the buildings are less than 10 years old, and nearby construction or shifting sand layers contribute to the settling. The study underscores the need for continuous monitoring to avoid potential structural damage, especially after the Surfside condo collapse in 2021. A Russian tanker broke apart and sank in the Black Sea during a storm, spilling thousands of tons of oil, while a second tanker ran aground nearby, raising concerns of environmental damage. The Volganev 212 tanker carrying 4,300 tons of heavy fuel oil broke in half off Crimea's coast amid severe weather. And a second tanker, Volganev 239, carrying 4 tons of fuel oil, ran aground. The oil spills threaten the Black Sea's fragile marine life, already harmed by ongoing military conflict. A new study provides the first evidence that California ground squirrels hunt, kill, and eat voles. The study is the first to chronicle widespread carnivorous behavior among squirrels and fundamentally changes our understanding of ground squirrels. It suggests that what was considered a granivorous species is actually an opportunistic omnivore. Through videos, photos, and direct observations, scientists documented California ground squirrels of all ages and genders hunting, eating, and competing over vole prey. The squirrels' carnivorous summer behavior peaked during the first 2 weeks of July, coinciding with an explosion of vole numbers at the California park. Anger has been shown to be a motivating emotion. Previous research found participants who felt more intense anger about climate change were more likely to take part in climate protests and switch to climate-friendly behaviors. Participants with more anger also reported less stress, depression, and anxiety. A new study identifies 13 main types of climate anger in those who admit to or express climate anger. 60% was directed at the inaction and apathy of other people. 13% was directed at those who deny climate change. 11% is directed at those who are seen as most to blame for causing climate change, such as large corporations, while 10% is directed at humanity, as in humans have done this. Around 9% is directed at the damage climate change is doing, and 8% at the slow pace of climate action. Another 8% felt angry because they felt powerless. And some of the less common forms include the injustice that younger generations would be more affected than older generations, environmentally harmful behaviors participants had observed in others, a lack of cooperation between people and nations on climate change, and finally, a sense of unfairness when individuals or certain countries are expected to make sacrifices when large corporations or other nations are not doing more. And now the sounds of extinction. 6 critically endangered Mekong giant catfish, one of the largest and rarest freshwater fish in the world, were caught and released recently in Cambodia, reviving hopes for the survival of the species. The underwater giants can grow up to 10 feet long and weigh up to 650 pounds, roughly the weight of a grand piano. Right now, they are only found in Southeast Asia's Mekong River, but in the past inhabited the length of the almost 5,000-kilometer-long river, all the way from its outlet in Vietnam to its northern reaches in China's Yunnan province. The species population has plummeted by 80% in recent decades due to rising pressures from overfishing, dams that block the migratory path the fish follow to spawn, and other disruptions. The Mekong giant catfish is woven into the region's cultural fabric, depicted in 3,000-year-old cave paintings, revered in folklore, and considered a symbol of the river whose fisheries feed millions. And hear the sound of the Mekong River.
And now it's time to say thank you. And, well, we've got to move on. Into the holidays, into the turn of the year. And we look back on the year past and the year forward. Our idea at the beginning of this 29 minutes was to find a pathway out of the constricted, unmoving, super nostalgic holidays. And it's a lot to ask for a 29-minute radio show, but hopefully we with our music and our observations, we made it possible for you to ask some questions you may not have asked. I'd like to thank Shilpan Narayan, Ali Dineen, Sundar Ganglani from the Stop Shopping Choir. I'd like to thank the producer of these songs and oftentimes the composer, the person who also reads us, is the reporter for the news from the natural world. Our editor is Jason Candler. It seems to me that the thing that keeps us from the natural world oftentimes and keeps us stuck in habitual dead rituals is violence in the distance that we finance. We kind of know about it through the news, but we feel helpless to do anything about it. And of course, Gaza and Lebanon and Syria and the Ukraine and Yemen and on out in that direction. Then there's another kind of violence, and that's purchasing sweatshop products, and that's countries all over the world. Philippines, Tanzania, Bangladesh, Mexico, just lots of young women and girls at sewing machines in particular. This is the famous image, but their sweatshop takes many forms, but this is the most famous one. They just don't work for anything, and they work for hours and hours and hours until they collapse. We've got pictures in our movie, What Would Jesus Buy?, where they're just sleeping on the tables in front of them next to their sewing machines. That kind of violence in the distance keeps us in a constricted state of not quite dealing with things, and it keeps us out of the natural world where we might be able to start things over. It keeps us in purchasing habits, in the rituals that keep us from changing for peace. Earthaluya, let's keep working at it, people. Earthaluya.
Staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a safe and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.